It's time to take a look at harness racing for the week with this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. I think we've got our own state of origin in the harness racing sense.
Well, this Saturday night we're off to Albion Park and the Queensland Carnival will get underway. And a couple of good races here. Soho Tribeca is lining up in the Sunshine Sprint.
Yeah, he sure is. There's a few New South Wales horses taking place in this feature race as well at Albion Park Saturday night, which kickstarts their winter carnival. But, Soho Tribeca, he'll be out to make amends after galloping in that Len Smith Mile at the start. Myfield Marshall, he's going around as well, and he's been in super form this preparation. You can't fault him ever since winning that Miracle Mile in record time. So, yeah, it's a really, really strong field, Simon. Who else have you got? You've got the likes of Atomic Red. He ran a super race in the Breeders' Challenge final last Sunday week. He was posted 3 and 4 wide and they ran an incredible first 800 metres. And he finished fifth, but credit to him, it was a huge run. And as for other New South Wales horses, Attack Tate, he's been racing well this time in. He's had 2 starts back from a spell, Simon, and I think he's ready to fly. He's been running some slick sectionals without luck. So he's drawn wide Saturday night in Barrier 7 in that Sunshine Sprint, but I think he can run a good race. I think the New South Wales horses might have the upper hand there.
And Colt 31, Amanda, in the South East Derby, he'll be hard to beat.
Yeah, I think he will be. He was super impressive winning his last start, and yeah, I think he justifies the favouritism for that feature race. So yeah, looking forward to seeing him go around. He just owns Albion Park basically. I think someone put that out on Twitter recently. But another feature race Saturday night, Simon, is the Group 2 Queensland Trotters Cup, and a couple of nice New South Wales horses going around in that one, including Toff Monarch. He's a favourite with Tab Fixed Odds for that one, and he's won his last 2 starts and one last start up there. So, we'll definitely be cheering him home.
And at home this week at Tabcorp Park, Benangle, we've got the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals. Now, the Tab Fixed Odds are up on these finals. The two-year-old fillies, we've got Kept in Play at $2.80. What did you make of this one?
Yeah, look, I think Kept in Play is the one to follow there. She's been racing well. Also like Right About Lexi and Brooklyn's Best. They're probably 3 that I'd include in my first 4. So Brooklyn's Best, she's a tough little filly and she's drawn out wide. But, yeah, I really like her. But, yeah, no, that's a fairly even final.
And in the males final, the two-year-old Colts and Geldings division, Let's Go to Brazil's at $2.50. How'd you line this one up?
Yeah, look, I thought Let's Go to Brazil. He was very impressive winning during the week at Menangle. I really like Make Mine Memphis as well. I thought he was very impressive winning his Breeders' Challenge heat a few weeks back at around Penrith. So, yeah, there's a few strong chances outside of the favourite as well. And also Roll with Lachlan, he's a talented type as well. So, yeah, a few even chances in that one too.
And it's a pretty there's a pretty dominant favourite in the 3-year-old filly's final, Amanda. She's Sporty's come up $1.50.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly as well. She's won back-to-back races now in the Riverina, and she's been mixing it with some really nice horses throughout her whole career. And yeah, I think she'll be one of the ones to beat. Also, don't mind Be Social at odds for Michael Tumor. His team's certainly flying. This horse won well last start, and I think can finish top 4.
And in the males division of the 3-year-olds, Bracken Sky and Everybody Loved Ray are both at $4. Much more open race this one.
Yeah, all the horses drawn wide, I think, have really strong chances. So I really like Bracken Sky. He's another one that impressed me when winning his Breeders' Challenge heat around Penrith about a month ago now. And he obviously went around in the big Group 1 Breeders' Challenge final last Sunday week. Finished 9th, but I think he's far better graded this Saturday night. Everybody Loved Ray is a really nice story behind this horse and his name. But, he's certainly been stepping it up every time. So I think he's another one that should appreciate the class drop, and I also think Rock and Lachlan can run a big race here too. So the 3 outside horses, I think that they should finish in the money.
What's the story behind Everybody Loved Ray and the name of it?
Yeah, so the horse was bred by Charlie Fiorina, who passed away a handful of years ago after losing his battle to cancer, and He had a son called Ray, who passed away as well, and the horse is essentially named after Ray, Charlie's son, who passed away, and was one of the last horses that Charlie Fiorina bred. So yeah, it's a very close connection for Charlie's girls who are still following every footstep of this horse. And yeah, he's an interesting horse too, Simon. He wears these knee boots. And I don't know these, so I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're boots that wrap around the horse's knee, so you know they don't hit them. And he wears these long poles that dangle down from the knee boot just to keep his gait straight, which is really interesting. I have never seen it before. I haven't been around forever though, so it looks like more of those old school types of gear. But yeah, it's really interesting. So yeah, it'd be a fantastic story if this horse could win.
So it sounds like a caliper almost.
Yeah, it does.
Running down from the knee to the ankle.
Yeah, it's like this long, it's quite interesting. So it certainly caught my eye. But apart from those Breeders' Blues finals on Saturday night, Simon, there's also a free-for-all race to keep an eye on as well, with Cruz Bromac going around again. He was very impressive winning that Len Smith Mile at Menangle last Sunday week, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Now, moving on to the drivers, Amanda, Chris Albert's closing in on a record.
Yeah, he sure is. So Chrissy Alford, he's one for breaking records. Obviously, he was the first driver in Australia to reach 6,000 wins in his career. And for this season, he's closing in on winning the most amount of wins in a season by a driver. So he's sitting on 375 wins so far for the season, according to the Australian Harness Racing website. And the current record is 388 wins, which was held by Darrell Douglas in the 07-08 season. So there's still a handful, there's still quite a few weeks, well, I think about 7 weeks of the season left to go, and Chris is only 13 wins away from achieving that result. So I'd be expecting him to break that, Simon.
Okay. Mm. And you've got some runners that we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, well, just before I jump to that one, another driver, I'll give him a quick mention, Cameron Hart. He's a young junior driver. He competed in the Rising Stars series the other week, finished second. He's only been driving for a couple of seasons, but he's already driven 123 winners. He drove his first group winner at Menangle last Saturday night on Ultimate Art, and he'll be driving Ultimate Art again this Saturday night at Menangle. So thought I'd give him a little shout out and just, one for the record.
Yeah.
But he's a driver to keep an eye on.
And we had Cam on Pacing Rewind the other day.
Yeah, he's a really nice young guy, and he's just he's got such a big future ahead, Simon.
And now, just an update on the horses to watch.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd give a special mention. There's this 2-year-old filly. She raced in New Zealand. She had 8 starts over there for 2 wins. She won a race, one of their sires races over there, and her name is Miss Streisand. She's now racing in the care of Roy Rooch Jr. She's had a trial up at Newcastle last week. She won that trial, Simon. She's a 2-year-old filly, and she went up against 3-year-olds and older horses, and she came from last, won the trial, and ran a good time. And she's trialing again at Newcastle tonight. So my tip is she'll be racing soon, so definitely keep an eye on her. She's a very talented filly, going by her record over in New Zealand and going by her trial last week. I think she's certainly one to watch.
Okay. Now, what's the latest with the New South Wales Premiership?
Yes, Simon, look, so as I said before, about 7 weeks to go of the season, I think Kerri-Ann Turner's still on track to win her first state title, which is very exciting for Kerri-Ann. She's on 130 winners here in New South Wales, and they're racing horses all over the state as well as interstate at the moment. As for drivers, Amanda Turnbull's on top ahead of Toddy McCarthy. There's only 4 wins between those two, so Todd could come through there. Metro drivers, Luke McCarthy's on top there on 39 wins, and Lauren Tritton's second on 37 wins. And as for the trainers, Shane and Lauren have a clear kick in front with 39 wins over Craig Cross on 25. So a couple of close premierships with the Metropolitan drivers and the state drivers, Simon.
Righto, Amanda, is there anything else for us before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it. Some good racing this weekend. Obviously, the Queensland Winter Carnival kicks off on Saturday night with some good races up there, and obviously the Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals at Menangle. So I'll be watching all of those.
Look forward to it. Enjoy the week ahead, Amanda, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Simon.